Hello, this is Brittany, the supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Brittany, I'm a customer, a long-time, very loyal customer of Walmart, and right now I'm super angry. I feel like I was misled, deceptive advertising. I took a survey. I thought I was going to win. It implied that I was going to win the iPad. And then the next thing I know, I'm being charged $60 for a meal plan that I didn't know I was buying, and I probably won't win the iPad anyway. So I want that reversed. And I've had two people in a row say, tell me, like they were reading from a script, since it was a valid purchase, it cannot be reversed. Well, it was misleading advertising, and I'm going to go to your corporate customer service department unless I get that. And I'm going to tell them, Brittany, that I talked to Asia. And could you spell Brittany for me, please?
B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y.
Okay. So, Brittany, I really need it reversed, or I have to go. First, I'm going to go online and tell everybody that Walmart is into this big new scam somehow. And then I'm going to go to your customer service department and raise holy hell. So up to you, I guess. I'm just really, really upset.
All right, sir. Can you provide your first and last name, please?
Yeah, this is the third time I'm providing it. It's Tim Traynor, T-I-M-T-R-A-Y-N-O-R.
Thank you. It's just we have to verify to make sure we have the correct account here, okay?
Uh-huh.
And can you verify the address, please?
12319 South Spruce Court, Palos Heights, Illinois.
Thank you. So locate an account here for a Daily Plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. Now, I am looking at the account here, and I do see where the account was canceled. And I do apologize, sir, but we will not be able to issue a refund due to your agreeing to the terms and conditions.
In the small print where it was invisible. Brittany, please note that I told you that I am going to raise holy hell with your corporate office, and I'm going to go on Facebook and tell everybody that you guys are big scam artists. You got those two things down, right? Because I'm not going to let this sit. You're not reaching into my wallet for $60 based on some small print and your misleading advertising. Are you going to maintain that you can't get that reversed and that nobody in your department can?
No, sir. We will not be able to reverse it.
You know what? You guys ought to wear masks and hold guns when you're stealing from people this way. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
What? You go home at the end of the day having done this and you're not embarrassed and ashamed?
Well, I do apologize, sir. You're the one that agreed to the terms and conditions. If you wouldn't have agreed to the terms and conditions, then you wouldn't have been charged $59.89.
Brittany, you ought to be ashamed that you're even part of this operation. I'm going to raise holy hell. And I'll mention you and Asia prominently, but you guys, that was in small print. I never saw it, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I am really pissed. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Drop dead.